Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. High of 66 this afternoon under mainly sunny skies. Lows dip down to about 33 tonight, clear skies. 65 tomorrow, mainly clear. Ample sunshine and dry Thursday, clouds on the increase by Friday. Upper 60s Thursday, low 70s by Friday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 54 degrees.
Mid-America Network News. The Kansas Department of Children and Families has announced that for now, SNAP benefits are here to stay. Starting in November, Kansans went without SNAP benefits for nearly a week until a federal court order forced the U.S. Department of Agriculture to fully fund the program on Friday. Over the weekend, the Trump administration sent a memo to states asking them to undo the distribution of benefits. The federal government threatened that if states did not comply, they would be at risk of losing future SNAP funding. However, today, a federal judge has ruled that the Trump's memo cannot be enforced, meaning that benefits are here to stay for now. Another small earthquake has been recorded in north-central Kansas. The U.S. Geological Survey reported the quake happened around 6 p.m. Monday in Ellsworth County. That's about halfway between the city of Wilson and Wilson Lake. I'm Stephanie Austin.
It's not rock and roll. It's not country either. It's Shane Smith and the Saints. Live Free Tour, coming to First Council Casino, Friday, February 27th. Shane Smith and the Saints, with special guests. Tickets are on sale now at 7clans.com. The 7 Clans Players Club, or charged by phone 866-966-1777. Don't miss Shane Smith and the Saints at 7 Clans First Council Casino and Resort in Newkirk.
Kansas weather is unpredictable, and if the recent storms have damaged your home, there's only one place to call, Burwell Roofing and Construction. They have been a trusted roofer for over 25 years in the state of Kansas and will help you with any damage by working with your insurance company, giving you an honest and fair estimate, and using quality materials and labor to make sure your house is back to satisfaction. After a storm, there are a lot of roofing companies that come in from out of state looking to make a quick buck at your expense. Don't let that happen. Call Burwell Roofing and Construction today or go online at burwellconstruction.com.
Law enforcement are investigating a suspect on multiple allegations after a search in Lawrence. During the noon hour yesterday, police were attempting to find a man who witnesses say threatened a couple with a firearm and then took off, according to a social media report from the Lawrence Police Department. Officers were dispatched to the area before noon and got a description of the suspect and additional evidence. About an hour after the initial call, the suspect was spotted, and when officers tried to approach him, he ran into a nearby grocery store, where officers apprehended him without incident. Garden City law enforcement are investigating a suspect for alleged violent sex crimes. On Saturday, police responded to the north part of Garden City regarding a rape that had just been reported. They spoke with a woman who reported being assaulted by a man she knew, 29-year-old Sammy Ola. Ola fled the scene but was located shortly after. He is now in the Finney County Jail. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Mary Lanning Healthcare System says they are still looking for a permanent CEO of the company. However, the interim CEO says right now the main focus has been working on a stable financial plan, being the top priority as the hospital continues to navigate the challenges facing rural healthcare facilities. That's not just seen in Nebraska, but around the nation.
We'd also like to stabilize our cardiology program. Our cardiology program is very, very important to this hospital and this community. So some work we need to do there as well. The other thing I'm on a accomplishes is prepare the way for the new CEO and make sure that the organization's in a good path forward and that person can come in here and hit the ground running when they're hired.
That was David Zechman, the interim CEO on KSNB Local Channel 4, where he says one of the main focuses also has been highlighting the hospital psychiatric department in an area of success that many rural hospitals struggle with in hopes to continue that department's progress as they move along. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
The holidays are here, and so are the savings at Rusty Eck Ford. We're grateful for you, Wichita, and to show our appreciation, we're rolling out the Rusty Eck Ford Relief Program. That means no payments for 90 days, rates as low as 0% APR, and brand new Fords as low as $399 per month. That's right, no payments for 90 days, rates as low as 0% APR, and brand new Fords as low as $399 per month. Whether it's hauling the kids, commuting to work, or hitting the open road, our team is here to help you find the perfect ride that fits your lifestyle, with deals to make the season brighter. And when the holiday rush is over, we'll still be here with expert service, genuine Ford parts, and a team that treats you like family. With over 500 new and used vehicles to choose from, you'll find the right ride, the right deal, and the right time to buy. Only at Rusty Eck Ford. Wichita, you've supported us all year long, and now it's our turn to say thank you with these great deals. Celebrate the season with a new vehicle.
Absolutely unbeatable.
With approved credit, not all offers can be combined. See dealer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The Kansas Forest Service has confirmed the presence of the emerald ash borer in Marshall County, the fourth Kansas county confirmed this year and the 19th since the first discovery in Wyandotte County in 2012. Live larva was collected from a trap tree installed earlier this year just north of Marysville at the local brush dump. State Forest Service recognizes the importance of early detection and proactively installs detection trees in strategic locations to help identify if local populations of the insect are present. The emerald ash borer is an exotic invasive beetle from eastern Russia and northeastern Asia, likely brought to the U.S. in infested packing material. The beetle threatens urban and rural forest, killing North American ash species. All Kansans are reminded of the recommendation of bringing firewood from other states or counties. Use local sources for firewood. Kansas State Extension and Kansas Forest Service has recently added numerous video presentations regarding the emerald ash border. The Lake Idlewild restoration efforts at Waterville received a $5,000 grant through Blue Valley Technologies for trail signage and campsite development, along with educational and interpretive displays. The Rural Broadband Association participated in funding the grant among 31 recipients in the 2025 community program supporting rural communities. A GoFundMe account was established this summer for donations toward dredging the lake, which was a 1930s WPA project. The goal is to raise $12,000. Volunteers are welcome and encouraged if interested in the Lake Idlewild project and should contact Watersville City Hall. In a related story, the Endow Waterville Partnership was recently invited to take part in a match program through Kansas Rural Communities Foundation, with donations to be used toward beautification, recreation, and economic development efforts in the Waterville community. A delegation with the Modern Pioneer Women met with Washington County Commissioners at last week's meeting, endorsing their support for a countywide ambulance service. Commissioners reported they have set money aside for the ambulance in the 2026 budget, and the group spoke about the fire in EMS building and how it could house full-time staff with the need for more updated equipment. Washington City Council recently voted to renew contract with the Sheriff's Office. Among discussion were concerns with the length of time it often takes to serve code violations in the city. Nemahal County Commissioners meeting last week discussed elements and sizing for an EMS facility in efforts to define a scope for the project for bidding. No decisions were made. The conversation also included facility needs and upgrades required to bring the Nemahal County Community Building back into fully functional shape. Further discussion was held regarding an equipment and salt storage building for the Road and Bridge Department. Your news on your time, a podcast of the morning and midday news blocks available Monday through Fridays at our website, kndyradio.com, and our social media. Gregory L. Greg Taylor, age 64, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville. burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery. Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Greg Taylor. Ronald L. Ron Scott passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Washington Methodist Church. Burial Saturday at 1 at Fairbury Cemetery, with the Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Ron Scott. Karen R. Rettig, age 83, of Hanover, passed away Saturday. Funeral arrangements pending, with the Hanover Mortuary in charge for Karen Rettig.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Westerly winds between 5 and 10 and gusting up to 20. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Some sunshine throughout Wednesday as well with our highs in lower to upper 60s. Then partly cloudy skies into Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Some sunshine as we head into Thursday with our highs in the mid 60s and lower 70s. Then clear skies over Thursday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Even warmer as we head into Friday, some sunshine with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Then mostly cloudy skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the lower 40s and lower 50s. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers into Saturday, cloudy with our highs in the mid to upper 60s. Some rain showers are possible throughout Saturday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid 30s and lower 40s. A slight chance for some rain showers early on Sunday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. And more rain showers possible throughout Sunday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-November 56, record high on this date 77, the average low 31 and the record low 4 degrees. Sunset this evening 5:15, sunrise in the morning at 7:08.
This is a day of remembrance and gratitude. We will take a look at the history of the holiday next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, November 11th, the 315th day of the year. Actor Leonardo DiCaprio has a birthday today. America salutes all who have served in the armed forces this Veterans Day, the 107th anniversary of the armistice that ended World War I. As a matter of fact, the holiday was initially called Armistice Day and was first celebrated in 1919, 1 year after the war's end. Armistice Day became a legal holiday in 1938, and its name was changed to Veterans Day in 1954. Distinct from Memorial Day, which commemorates those who died in service, Veterans Day honors the sacrifices of all military veterans, living and dead, whether they served in times of war or peace. How will you say thank you today? That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Welcome to Holiday Shopping with Reflections Hallmark VIP Open House, happening now until November 15th. Find gifts for everyone, shop special event-only offers, and for our Hallmark VIP members, receive an exclusive gift that includes holiday gift basket, Santa blanket, votive candle set, and a keepsake ornament when you make a purchase of $100 or more. At Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville, always
so much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. College basketball back in action tonight as the number 19 Kansas Jayhawks are back at home with their tip-off coming up at 7 p.m. tonight as they are taking on Texas A&M CC after their loss over the weekend to number 25 University of North Carolina with an 87-74 loss. That Friday game for the Jayhawks put them at 1-1 for their season already, although it was a big night for a few players, including Darren Peterson putting 22 points on the board with 29 minutes at play. Bryson Tiller had 12 points on the game with Trey White with 10 points as the Jayhawks overall went 26-58 for field goals with a 44% rate. After tonight's game against Corpus Christi, the Jayhawks stay at home coming up on Saturday taking on Princeton. In Wildcat basketball, you're going to have to wait until Thursday as they are still at home. Their tip-off coming up on Thursday at 8 p.m. as they take on the California Golden Bears. They had their win over Bellarmine on Saturday 98-71. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
The holidays are here, and so are the savings at Rusty Eck Ford. We're grateful for you, what you saw, and to show our appreciation, we're rolling out the Rusty Eck Ford Relief Program. That means no payments for 90 days, rates as low as 0% APR, and brand new Fords as low as $399 per month. That's right, no payments for 90 days, rates as low as 0% APR, and brand new Fords as low as $399 per month. Whether it's hauling the kids, commuting to work, or hitting the open road, our team is here to help you find the perfect ride that fits your lifestyle. With deals to make the season brighter. And when the holiday rush is over, we'll still be here with expert service, genuine Ford parts, and a team that treats you like family. With over 500 new and used vehicles to choose from, you'll find the right ride, the right deal, and the right time to buy. Only at Rusty Eck Ford. Wichita, you've supported us all year long, and now it's our turn to say thank you with these great deals. Celebrate the season with a new vehicle.
Absolutely unbeatable.
With approved credit, not all offers can be combined. See dealer for details.
The Kansas State Wildcats football team is coming off their bye week this week with only a few weeks left of the regular season of 2025. And bad news for Kansas State Wildcat junior running back Dylan Edwards, who has been announced to be redshirted and will be missing the remainder of the football season. KSNT News reports, according to the Kansas native from Derby, Kansas, they suffered an injury during their international trip to Dublin, Ireland, where they faced off against Iowa State. Since then, Edwards has appeared in three more games throughout the season, including their games against Arizona, UCF, and Baylor, and is finishing the year with 205 rushing yards and two touchdowns. Edwards says he does plan to enter the NCAA transfer portal, but is sad to miss the rest of the season. After the bye week the Wildcats had this past weekend, they now head on the road against the Oklahoma State Cowboys. That one coming up on this Saturday with kickoff with an early game at 11 a.m. before heading on the road to number 17 Utah the following week, November 22nd. Right now, the Wildcats are at 4-5 in their overall record and 3-3 in conference play. Mid-American Network Sports.
Pay heed, all who enter.
A swat on one end, a poster on the other. What a sequence.
Join the Jayhawks all season on the hardwood.
He hit it from way downtown.
The legacy continues on your home for Kansas Jayhawk basketball.
This is Brian Haney, voice of the Jayhawks. Your home for today's country and Jayhawk basketball. 95.5 KNDY.
Catch Kansas Jayhawk basketball tonight on KNDY 95.5. Jayhawk basketball live on KNDY 95.5.
As the curled leaves drop to the ground in fall, the contorted silhouette of Harry Lauder's walking stick provides a unique silhouette in the fall and winter garden. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This unique cultivar of European filbert has curled and twisted stems that are beautiful in the garden and flower arrangements. It's hardy in zones 4 to 8 and prefers fold-apart sun and rich, moist organic soils. Mature plants grow 8 to 10 feet tall and wide. Most Harry Lauder's walking stick plants are grafted onto European filbert species. Remove any suckers that form from the rootstock. These stems will be straight and vigorous and detract from the plant's unique form. Eliminate this problem by purchasing plants growing on their own roots whenever possible. 2 to 3 inch long cylindrical flowers dangle from the twisted stems in spring before the leaves emerge. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Nothing says holidays like a poinsettia. Make this year's celebration brighter than ever with Poinsettia Poinsettias. You'll enjoy vibrant colors from the whitest white to beautiful shades of pink and red. Poinsettia's compact size and abundant flowers put on quite a display in any holiday decor. Brighten tabletops and mantles with poinsettias or use them as a centerpiece and create instant ambience. Purchase Poinsettia Poinsettias at your favorite garden center, big box store, and other plant retailer. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses How to Grow Anything instant video series can help. As host of this series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous and productive gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. These four in-depth How to Grow Anything courses cover container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and how to make trees and shrubs thrive. Visit melindamyers.com for more details.
There is a very famous tunnel running beneath the surface of a barnyard in Meade, Kansas. It was built in secret, but today it's very much open to the public so you can explore and choose which side of the story you believe. It's today's edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to FarmJournalTV.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at FarmJournalTV.com.
In the 1890s, the Dalton Gang robbed and raided banks, trains, businesses, and individuals in the Midwest. Some believe they may have used their sister Eve's home in Meade, Kansas, as an occasional hideout. That's because of one interesting feature the farmstead was found to have.
The original tunnel was only about 4 foot high, a couple foot wide. It was more of a trench. It is 95 feet long from the barn to the home.
In 1892, Eva and her husband left town, and the sheriff put the property up for sale at a tax auction. Mark Ferguson says the couple who bought the home discovered the tunnel by accident when they were eating in the dining room, which had a pantry closet in the half basement of the home.
All of a sudden, through this small closet or a pantry, steps this trail-worn cowboy with a Winchester rifle in his hands.
The surprised couple headed to that small closet from which the cowboy had appeared.
In this small closet, you'd kind of swing the shelves out and then remove a couple floorboards. There was a hole with a short ladder, and the tunnel led down to the barn 95 feet away and was very well concealed inside a feed storage room.
Some doubt the story, yet Mark points to early evidence they have of the tunnel and those who saw that original trench soon after its discovery.
The tunnel today was re-excavated in 1940 by the National Youth Administration, which was part of the Works Project Administration, the New Deal era.
Today you can explore the tunnel from the barn to the original home of Eva Dalton and see for yourself whether it was, in fact, the secret passage of the infamous gang and other outlaws of the day. Traveling the countryside in Meade, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a land auction, 155 acres more or less, located northwest of Baileyville, Saturday, November 15th, for the Teresa M. Stahlbaumer Family Trust. From Baileyville, the property is located 8 miles north on D Road to 216th, then a mile west to C Road and 2 miles north to 232nd Road. Property has approximately 129 tillable acres farmland, balance in waterways, creek, and timber, with well-maintained terraces. The landowner and present tenant have done a very good job with maintenance of the farm, easy access with roads on two sides, in a quiet, peaceful area with abundant wildlife and great hunting. This public land auction for the Teresa Stahlbaumer Family Trust, Saturday, November 15th, begins at 10:30 at the new Sacred Heart Parish Hall in Baileyville. For inspection, contact Mike Kuckelman or Dale Wilhelm with Seneca Realty, For details, go online to SenecaRealty.net. Conducting the sale for the Stahlbaumer Family Trust Saturday, November 15.
When there's work to be done on the farm pond, the water level often has to be lowered. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Draining the pond can be done several ways, and some quicker than others, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Late fall and early winter is a good time for pond management, such as removing silt to make the pond deeper, vegetation control, or to get rid of unwanted fish species. This often requires draining some or all of the water. Brian Swistock is an extension water quality specialist at Penn State University. He says there are several ways to drain a pond. The most common method is to open the drain pipe that extends to the other side of the levee. A PVC siphoning system can be either permanently or temporarily installed over the top of the levee. Some people have had success using gravity and the siphoning action of a garden hose. Swistock says another option is to pump it out.
You can rent large water pumps, often used for draining basements that get flooded. You'll see fire departments use them. And most rental agencies have those, and you can use those to drain a pond down. There's no other easy way to do it. I should also mention with all this that there often are permits that are necessary to drain ponds down, so you'd need to check with your state agency about that before you do it.
A powerful pump can move water pretty quickly, but how long it takes will depend on the size of the pond and your desired water level. Water should flow into an area that will safely handle it, such as a drainage ditch, a floodplain, or a stream. Swistock says you might have to create a diversion.
Normally, where, let's say, a pond is fed by a stream, if you need to dredge it, you're going to have to divert the stream around the pond, first of all, or drain it out and then send it down the existing stream channel. So really, all you're doing is diverting the water around the pond that would normally have gone through the pond.
Use caution that it doesn't drain too fast to prevent the water-soaked banks of the pond from sloughing off. Learn more about draining a farm pond at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Building savings and investments takes a steady, disciplined approach. But there's another factor we often overlook, the attitude of a steward. Hi, I'm Rob West with today's Faith and Finance Minute. Scripture encourages saving and investing. Preparing for the future is wise, but it also carries a subtle danger. When resources are scarce, trusting God's daily provision often comes naturally. However, as wealth grows, the temptation is to place our security in money rather than in the Lord. The way to stay balanced is to remember this truth. Everything belongs to God, whether you have little or much. You and I are not owners. We're managers, stewards of what He has entrusted to us. So yes, build wealth by saving and investing, but do it with a heart of a faithful steward. Get biblical answers to your financial questions in the FaithFi community. Download FaithFi, Faith and Finance, in your app store or visit faithfi.com.
Edging toward perfection for row crop production today on Farm to Fork. As you've probably heard by now, the 12 agricultural safety and health centers around the country did receive a renewal of their federal funding support and will not be shutting down. Many of those centers had projects in progress, and those will now be able to continue. also continuing the Ag Safety and Health campaign on Farm to Fork. To learn how you can assist with that, visit the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com. Unless your farm caters to agro-tourists, you should be careful about hosting visitors who are not used to being around livestock or machinery. It poses a safety risk to them and a liability issue for you if your insurance doesn't cover persons outside of the farming operation. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Potential yield is a term describing the best possible outcome for producing a crop. But in real life, crops don't grow perfectly. And what you end up with is the farm yield. The difference between them is called the yield gap. And farmers focus on production choices made to close that gap. Patrick Guyberson is a New Jersey farmer who serves on the United Soybean Board and on the board of U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action.
The funky thing about soybeans, it seems like some years you can throw the kitchen sink at them and see nothing. Other years, corn seems to be more consistent than a soybean when it comes to things you can do with it. One year you'll get great results out of it. The next year it seems like nothing ever happens.
There's a lot of trial and error year to year in crop production, says Guyberson.
So trying to find that workhorse instead of that racehorse on marginal ground, I think also shrinks that yield gap too, because you're not wasting good genetics on ground that's not going to produce anything. And going forward, you know, the fertility end of it, you're not going to try to push those yields with fertility or genetics or anything else on ground is not capable of producing that.
You can learn more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. The recent federal government shutdown and ongoing trade conflicts are delivering a sharp financial hit to American farmers. For example, Iowa livestock and organic grain grower Wendy Johnson usually meets with the local office of the Natural Resources Conservation Service each October to review the conservation practices she's implemented and trigger payments under her United States Department of Agriculture contracts. But this October, she's been unable even to get basic guidance from her NRCS office because it's closed due to the government shutdown. At the same time, farmers are grappling with the ripple effect of trade wars. Tariffs and retaliatory duties have driven soybean prices down, especially as major buyers like China halted purchases in response to U.S. policies. Meanwhile, key farm inputs such as potash fertilizer, much of which is imported via Canada, have surged in cost due to tariffs. The result? Rising expenses for farmers even as their commodity revenues shrink. Veteran producer Gene Steely, who farms soybeans, corn, and wheat near Mitchell, South Dakota, says this moment feels more precarious than the farm collapse of the 1980s. He worries especially about new and younger farmers, many of whom borrowed heavily to start and who may now face stubbornly unprofitable conditions for years ahead. Part of the problem? When the USDA cuts thousands of staff, especially within the NRCS, which helps farmers design cost-saving conservation practices, a layer of expert support vanished just as farmers needed it most. Without access to professionals who can help them reduce dependency on expensive inputs via conservation strategies, farmers are left vulnerable. In short, rural America's producers are staring down a perfect storm of interrupted government services, trade retaliation, soaring input costs, and shrinking commodity values. Until the major institutional supports, USDA programs, NRCS staff, steady export market, and stable input channels are restored or replaced, many farmers fear their operations may be pushed closer to the brink. We'll see how all of this plays out over the next couple of days. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
The holidays are here, and so are the savings at Rusty Eck Ford. We're grateful for you, Wichita, and to show our appreciation, we're rolling out the Rusty Eck Ford Relief Program. That means no payments for 90 days, rates as low as 0% APR, and brand new Fords as low as $399 per month. That's right, no payments for 90 days, rates as low as 0% APR, and brand new Fords as low as $399 per month. Whether it's hauling the kids, commuting to work, or hitting the open road, our team is here to help you find the perfect ride that fits your lifestyle. With with deals that make the season brighter. And when the holiday rush is over, we'll still be here with expert service, genuine Ford parts, and a team that treats you like family. With over 500 new and used vehicles to choose from, you'll find the right ride, the right deal, and the right time to buy. Only at Rusty and Ford. Wichita, you've supported us all year long, and now it's our turn to say thank you with these great deals. Celebrate the season with a new vehicle.
Absolutely unbeatable.
With approved credit, not all offers can be combined. See dealer for details.
Attention farmers and livestock owners. Looking for top quality feed and essential supplies for your animals? Look no further than Home City Grain. Offering a wide variety of feed options for small and large livestock, as well as smart lick tubs, perfect for providing essential nutrients to your herd. Contact Home City Grain today at 785-799-3326 or find them online at homecitygrain.com for up-to-the-minute grain bids, weather outlook, and more.
Test your well water every year to be sure it's safe to drink. Even if it tastes just fine, some contaminants can be harmful. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Hey, Jim.
Bob.
Quite a season, huh?
Yeah, there was a lot stacked against us, but that's where having a solid plan and, you know, data-driven insights instead of just guessing really made the difference.
Yeah.
Yep. We looked at soil types and other research to make sure every acre had the right seed to maximize ROI potential.
That's great. But I was referring to the Greyhounds being undefeated.
Oh.
Cropland Seed, anything but typical.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
When people on public water systems turn on the faucet for a glass of water, they usually assume it's fit to drink. But if your water comes from a private well, it's up to you to routinely test your water to make sure nothing harmful has found its way in. The quality of a water source can change over time without affecting how the water looks, smells, and tastes. David Henrick is the president of Bergerson Caswell, a groundwater service company in Maple Plain, Minnesota. He recommends testing your water at least once per year.
The odds that your water system is going to develop a problem, it's moderately low, but it's one of those situations where unless you test, you don't know. So really testing once a year for things like bacteria, nitrates, and other regionally applicable things like maybe arsenic or manganese might be good things to keep an eye on from year to year.
There are several ways to do this. Your local well contractor can test the water. You can buy a home water testing kit, or you can collect a water sample and send it to a lab.
We recommend testing right from the kitchen faucet, which is one of the most highest used points in your house for water use. And that way you're testing your whole system, because you wouldn't want to just test like right by the tank and then find out you have a problem somewhere else in your water system. So testing at the kitchen faucet allows you to see what's going on in your entire system.
If the test shows an issue with your water, don't panic. Henrick says there are treatment solutions for everything, so it's important to take action right away. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about testing well water at agriculture.com.
The Manhattan Commission, Manhattan, Kansas, be holding a special stock cow and bull sale Wednesday, November 12th, starting 11 a.m., featuring fall calving cow-calf pairs, spring calving bred heifers, winter and spring calving cows, plus Klein Cattle Company. We'll be selling 19 choice reputation 18 to 20-month-old Angus, Tim Angus, and Hereford bulls ready for heavy service. Also offered will be 26 choice black and black-white base calf-fed vaccinated replacement heifers weighing 7.5 to 8.50. First and second calf heifers include over 310 big, fancy black, black-white base first calf heifers. They're bred to Cavanese bulls for mid-January through April calving. Pairs include 75 first and second calf pairs, plus 175 cow pairs. All will be black, white face, and red Angus cows. They'll be 3 to 5 years old with August to November calving. Bred cows include 300 black and red Angus cows. They're 3 years to older, including a dispersal of 100 big fancy red Angus cows. They're 5 years to older. For more information on this special cow sale, please call the Manhattan Commission Company at 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Klein Cattle Company will feature a fall 2025 bull offering Wednesday, November 12th, held in conjunction with a special stock cow sale at Manhattan Commission Company, selling 19 Angus, Sim Angus, and Horn Hereford bulls. 1 2-year-old Angus feature, 3 20-month-old Angus, 11 20-month-old Sim Angus, 4 20-month-old short mark Horn Herefords, a big, powerful, athletic set of bulls in excellent condition for breeding cows. For the past 25 years, Klein Cattle Company program has been building upon proven foundation cow families to create sound, functional cattle with longevity and performance. Become a repeat customer. Go online at KleinCattleCompany.com or visit their page on Facebook. Call Lance Klein, 785-564-1744 for details. Fall bull offering Wednesday, November 12th, held in conjunction with a special stock cow sale at Manhattan Commission Company.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Madeline Drake. Dairy cattle crossed with beef cattle can be a useful management strategy for dairy producers. However, these animals may have increased health risks. K-State Beef Stocker Unit Research Assistant and graduate student Cole Ellis shares his findings on liver abscesses in beef-on-dairy backgrounded calves.
Beef-on-dairy is the kind of the term we use for the cattle we're seeing a lot in feedlots now that are calves that are born to Holstein cows but are bred using beef semen. Those cattle, they're raised in a different type than in a different system than we would typically see with traditional beef cattle. So we're addressing some of the issues we're seeing with those cattle in the feedlot in our research here. One of the largest issues and kind of pushback we get from packers is the large amount of liver abscesses that these cattle have. There's some studies out there reporting that in a pen of, let's just say, 100, you could get up to 50 to 70% of those calves could have a liver abscess, as opposed to in a typical beef animal, we only see about 20%.
He describes a study and its parameters.
I did a study last summer looking at backgrounding these cattle. So we got them in at 600 pounds. We fed them 5 different diets with varying amounts of starch and fiber. We definitely saw the growth differences, especially since we targeted gain. They kind of came out how we would expect. But sticking with the liver abscess idea here, we ultrasounded these animals on arrival and then ultrasounded them at the conclusion of the study. It was a 126-day study. And we found that the higher NEG diets, the 264 diets, had about 20% liver abscesses, as to where the 3 lower NEG diets had ranging from 7 to 10% liver abscess rate.
Ellis discusses the results of this research and what it could mean for the future.
It kind of shines a little light on how we can handle these animals early, either in the feedlot phase or in the calf ranch before they enter the feedlot, and how we can background them and feeding them higher forages in a TMR and not just giving it free choice to them, but feeding it in a TMR to make sure we get it into them to help develop those rumens.
That was K-State Beef Stocker Unit Research Assistant and graduate student Cole Ellis with research on liver abscesses in beef on dairy cattle. I'm Madeline Drake, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
The idea of purchasing a new livestock, grain, or utility trailer is a major one. Take stress out of the picture by visiting BlueValleyTrailers.com to browse the Midwest's largest selection of Titan, H&H, Wilson, Sharp, and Travelong trailers. From your home or on your phone, visit BlueValleyTrailers.com to find specifications, pricing, and accurate pictures of the exact trailer you're planning to buy. With sales and service unmatched, find Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville or give them a call at 785-363-2224.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Moving through a Tuesday as we get a little closer. closer to the end of the trading day, there's been a shift in the grains market, starting the day off mostly in the red, but now they find themselves all in the green across the board. For the seeds market, they have been going back and forth throughout most of the day today, so they are mixed. And for the livestock, the cattle are mixed to mostly higher across the board, and the hogs are mixed to mostly lower. In the corn market, December corn up 2 1/4 at 432 even. March also up 2 1/4 at 446 3/4. Kansas City wheat for December down 2 cents at 525 even. March up 0.75 cents at 540 even. In the oats market, December oats up 6 3/4 at 304 3/4. March up 5 3/4 at 320 3/4. In the bean market, January beans down 1 3/4 at 1128 1/4. March currently unchanged at 1139 1/4. Soybean meal for December down 280 at 317.20. January down 260 at 319.10. Soybean oil for December up 60 cents at 51.18. January up 59 cents at 51.48. In the cotton market, December cotton down 29 cents at 64.02. March down 27 cents at 65.50. Taking our first look at the currencies market in today's trade day, the U.S. dollar index for December down 22 cents at 99.23. March is down 23 cents at 98.88. The euro for December slightly in the green up to $1.16, and March is slightly in the green as well, also at $1.16. The Japanese yen for December currently unchanged at 65 cents, and March slightly in the red down to 65 cents. Looking at our midday stock market numbers, and the NASDAQ falls as tech shares come under pressure once again. The Dow Jones up large in the green, up 542 points at 47,911. The S&P 500 up 16 points at 6,849. And the NASDAQ is in the red down 63 points at 23,463. We'll see how all these numbers finish in the final hour of the trade day. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's cold outside, but spring mowing season will be here soon. Now is the time to get your mower to maximum outdoor equipment and service for the Kawasaki Engine's Winter Service Special. Save 25% off winter service labor or free pickup and delivery within a 25-mile radius now through December. Avoid the spring service crunch and save money with the Kawasaki Engine's Winter Service Special. South of 21st and Andover Road or West location, south of Kellogg on West Street, or visit MaximumOutdoor.com.
Life on the farm can be tough. Uncertainty in the weather, crop prices, trade deals, and so much more. How do you keep up with it all to make your farm successful? That's where we come in. Join me, James Guerin, with the Mid-America Ag Network with your hourly ag commodities, daily weather, soil moisture, and humidity reports. Plus, keep up with the latest regional and national news affecting the ag markets. Let's work together in making your farm thrive. And it's all right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Norris Motor Company in Marysville has reduced the price on one remaining new 2025 Silverado work truck. They have two new 26 Silverado 1500 models, one's a Duramax diesel, a new Chevy Colorado, and a new Silverado 3500 model HD. It's a dually with Duramax diesel at the Norris Motor Company in Marysville.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. New pressure on tech shares is pushing down the S&P and NASDAQ composite going into the midday. The former was off 0.15% this morning, the latter 0.6%. The Dow Jones was up 224 points. All signs point to an end to the longest federal government shutdown in U.S. history. But Airlines for America, the lobbying group for the major passenger carrier, says it'll take time for the system to bounce back to full capacity. In short, more cancellations and delays. The National Retail Federation says its member businesses are upbeat on spending through the end of the year. At the same time, accounting giant PwC predicts a 5% drop in the average consumer's holiday spending. Amazon is turning Black Friday into more than a week-long event, launching its sales on November 20th, a full week before Thanksgiving. Sales on the online retailer will then extend through December 1st. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Save big money on your next project at Menards. Gorilla Glue products offer the strength you need. With a variety of adhesives, tapes, glues, and even waterproofing sealants, you can build, create, or repair virtually anything with Gorilla in your toolbox. Check out all our Gorilla products in store and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Looking for a place to call home without breaking the bank? Come live stress-free with the Waterville Housing Authority. Income-based one- and two-bedroom apartments that fit your budget at any age. And no maintenance worries with small town living at its best. Openings available immediately. Contact Lisa at 785-363-2239. Apply today and discover why so many love calling the Waterville Housing Authority home.